Hi, my name is Jerry O'Brien. Welcome to another MVA session. We're going to focus this time on quick start challenges. And what a quick start challenge is basically a very short and concise way of looking at a piece of technology, something that you can do with Visual Studio or any other kind of technology that we happen to be working with. And it gives you some very short step-by-step instructions on how to work with this to put an application out real fast or to get familiar with a new product, whatever the case may be. Now, this one here, we're going to take a look at HTML5 portability. So what that means is we're going to look at how we can take an existing HTML5 web application and very quickly and simply port it to a Windows Store app or a Windows Phone app. So when you go onto our site, you're going to see that we'll have some downloads available for you for this quick start challenge. First of all, there will be a Word document that contains all of the instructions on how to copy the files to where they need, so there will be support files for this, and we'll also walk you step by step on how to create the projects and how to move the content over into the appropriate folders into your project structure in Visual Studio and make the application work on these different platforms. So let's take a look real quick at the document, and then we'll step into what we have available for the files and the projects that we'll work with. So this is the document that you'll have the opportunity to view, and essentially what it tells you, it gives you an overview at the top that says, you know, HTML5 is very flexible, it's a portable language, continuing to grow in popularity, and people are creating more and more games with HTML5 and CSS, along with JavaScript for the logic. So this quick start challenge will walk you through how to create a Windows Store and a Windows Phone app by using an existing web application written in HTML5, and we'll port it very simply and easily without writing any code over to these two platforms. So the document will tell you what you're going to learn. The tools that we'll use will be Visual Studio. There are no prerequisites for this. Even if you don't write code for your day-to-day job, this is simply going to help you learn to port this application over. Now, what the challenge is about, again, without writing a single line of code, we're going to port the existing web app to both Windows Store and Windows Phone. Now, again, the instructions will tell you to get started. You're going to need to copy some files over, and that's perfectly fine. I won't go through that now. The instructions are in here. I've already copied those files where they need to be. And what we're going to do is take a quick look at the existing content and the existing game itself. So if we look at the folder with all of our support files in the Yeti Bowl web, we have an HTML document or a web page. We're going to double click and open that in Internet Explorer. Now, if you're using a different web browser such as Firefox or Safari or Chrome or what have you, your behavior might be a little different when you first open it, but for Internet Explorer, for security purposes, we're always blocking ActiveX or JavaScript controls and what have you. So in this case, we're simply going to say allow the block content in order for the game to work. Once we do, up comes our web page and our game loads with the graphics, and we see that we have a Yeti at the top with bowling balls, and we have hikers starting to come up the mountain. The goal of the game is to drop your bowling ball and take out the hikers before they get to the top and collect your flags. And if you're good enough, you can prevent them from coming up and getting your flags. All right. So you see a little score counter up here, and you will eventually see that as a hiker makes it to the top, they start knocking off flags. All right. So that's your game, quick and simple. That's what it looks like in the web browser. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move over to Visual Studio, and we're going to port the game into a Windows Store app. So the first thing we're going to do is create a new project in Visual Studio. We can do that a number of ways. On the start screen, click on New Project, or from the menu, choose File, New Project, and if you're a keyboard shortcut junkie like I am, Control-Shift-N does the same thing. So let's click on a new project. Now in this case, what we're doing is we're creating a Windows Store app that is designed to use HTML5 and JavaScript. So we're going to close that Visual C# node for a moment. We're going to come down to the JavaScript templates, find the store templates and expand it till we get to the Windows apps. Now because the game has a single page, all we're going to do is create a blank app. The blank app template provides a single page for our application. You can choose to put it wherever you want. Our instructions tell us that we should store the content for this game as we're moving it over into the projects folder. Now, don't put it in the Yeti Bowl because we have a Yeti Bowl Win 8 and Windows Phone 8 folders in here with solution files in case you want to go see what the actual finished product looks like if you're struggling having any issues. Instead, just put it in the root of the projects folder. So we'll select that folder, projects, and then we're going to give our project a name. And in this case, the instructions say Yeti Bowl. If you wish, you can simply say Yeti Bowl underscore Windows, and this helps differentiate the different types of projects. Again, follow the instructions if you wish, or modify however you see appropriate. Now, we'll click on OK. Visual Studio will go ahead and start creating basically the solution and a set of files that form the project for us. So it's the structure of a JavaScript-based file or application that we would have in a Windows Store app. Now you'll notice that we have some folder structures here already. There's a CSS folder that has a default.css file. There's an images folder that has some default stuff and one small default JavaScript file in the JS folder. What we're going to do to make our application work is we're going to copy the files that exist in that web application over to this project. Now, here's a little trick if you've never done this with Visual Studio before or any other app that's running on Windows 8. Click and drag on the title bar and it will dock over to the right, so now we can split our screen and see what we're working with. If you're in a dual monitor environment, it makes it so much easier as well. But in this case, a single monitor. And what we want to do is we want to move all of these files, which contain all of our game content that's already written, over to our project folder. Now, within Visual Studio, if you haven't used it before, we have a solution, which is this top node, and we also have a project, which is the node directly under it. We want to drag and drop the files into the project folder, not the solution. So, from our Explorer window, we simply drag to select all of our files, and then click and drag and drop it into the Yeti Bowl Windows project folder. Now, you'll get a little bit of a dialog that'll pop up here and say, you already have existing folders and or files with the same name. Do you want to replace them? We do, because the functionality exists over here. So select Apply to All Items. That means you don't have to see this dialog box for every file and folder. Click Yes, and then the files are copied into the project folder. Let's maximize Visual Studio one more time. And we can see that we have now added a style sheet CSS. We've added this game library folder, which has a whole bunch of JavaScript files that contain the logic for our game. Under the images folder, still the default JavaScript, we've added a new scaling JavaScript file here from that application. And then under media, we have the logos, the sounds, and all of the images that form the part of our game. So again, we haven't written a line of code yet. We've just simply taken the existing HTML, CSS, JavaScript files and copied them into this Visual Studio project. We're almost ready to run this, but what we need to do is we need to make a small change. What happens with Visual Studio when it creates this type of a project is it wants to run this file called default.html. This is the file that defaults to be the start web page that loads when the project runs. So what we're going to do is we're going to step into this file called package.appxmanifest. Again, we don't have to write any code. This is a graphical editing functionality. We double-click package.appxmanifest, and it opens the properties window for the application. And all we need to do is simply replace default.html with game.html as our start page. So this is telling the application when it runs, this is the page I want you to load. That's it. We're finished. Let's see what it looks like. We'll click on Start for local machine, and it will go ahead and build the application, and it will launch it on the Windows 8.1 desktop. And as soon as it pops up, you'll see that we now have the full graphic environment of a Windows 8.1 desktop. The app looks exactly the same as it did in the browser window. We can click on the button and we can start knocking out the hikers. And you can see the game functionality hasn't changed at all. It looks exactly the same. All right, so let's stop our application. We're finished with that one. That's how we very quickly port it to a Windows Store application. Let's go ahead and close this solution, because now what we're going to do is take a look at porting the same application to the Windows Phone platform. So this time we're going to click on File, New Project. And because we're going to deal with a Windows Phone application, we're going to step back up into the Visual C# templates, and we're going to expand the Store Apps template and select from the list of Windows Phone apps that are available. Now the application type that we want to use here is one known as an HTML5 app. Now you'll notice it says Windows Phone Silverlight. That's fine. That just talks about the type of user interface descriptive language that's used in the background. But because we're dealing with HTML5, this is the one that we want specifically. Again, we're going to store it in the projects folder. And in this case, we're going to create this called Yeti Bowl. And I'm just going to put an underscore and call it WP so we know that this one is for Windows Phone. We click on OK. The first thing that Visual Studio does is it asks us which version of the phone we want to target. Now this will depend entirely on your installation of Visual Studio, what software development kit you might have installed, and we see Windows 8 or Phone 8.0 and 8.1. We're going to choose 8.1 for this example. Choose OK. And that just simply means what target is the development environment or Visual Studio going to build the code to support, which version of the phone platform. Now, once again, we've got existing code, we've got existing functionality and content. We don't want to reuse or retype any of it. We want to reuse as much of it as possible. So this time we're going to drag all of the files and add them to the project again. But this project is a little bit different in the way that Windows Phone handles it. You'll see that we have an HTML folder that exists in this project itself. This is where, for the Windows Phone one, we want to drag and drop all of our content. So again, we'll highlight all of it in the Explorer window and we will drag and drop it into HTML. Again, apply to all items so that we merge the folders. Choose yes. Go back to full screen again. And you can see that now under the HTML folder, we have all of the game content that was added from our HTML5 application. Now, one of the things that we're going to do, there's two extra little pieces in the Windows Phone that we need to work through to make this function correctly. First and foremost, Windows Phone now uses this index.html. Remember, on our Windows Store app, we had default.html. Windows Phone will use index.html. However, we don't need that one because game.html has the game that we're looking for. So let's right-click and delete index.html and say, yes, we know we'll delete it permanently, and that's fine. We want to keep our code and our project files as clean as possible. We could have left it there and renamed it. But the reason we deleted it is to clean up some of the resources and because we need to rename game.html to index.html. All right, we can't go into the Apex manifest and change it in there as the startup. We're going to call it index.html. Now, what we've done is we've told it which file is going to be the startup. In this case, index.html will be the one that will load up. And because Windows Phone works with a web browser control, so if you look at our simulated screen over here, you'll see that it has the Internet Explorer logo. That means that our app will run in the context of the web browser control. What we need to do to make this function is we need to add one small piece. So we said you don't have to write any code. Well, we kind of lied. One quick little line, and this is actually XAML. Visual Studio uses something called IntelliSense, so this makes it very easy for us. What I've done is I've gone into my XAML. So this is code here that's known as XAML, which is short for Extensible Application Markup Language. And this describes the user interface for our application. All you need to do is locate this grid component called layout root. And within layout root, we end with this forward slash angle bracket closing tag. Simply place your cursor just before that and press the Enter key. And we have to do a isScriptEnabled functionality, or we need to add this attribute to our XAML. And again, what I told you about IntelliSense, as soon as I type ISSC, it automatically comes down and highlights isScriptEnabled. Double-clicking it or pressing the Tab key inserts the code so you don't have to type a whole lot. And then we can set it to true. Now, what we're going to do is take a look and expand the code. So you can actually see it a little bit better. So I'm going to zoom in a little bit more on the code. So again, here is our grid layout root. And the code that we have entered or changed is simply isScriptEnabled equals true. All right, so that's the code we had to put in. One quick, simple line of code. We've changed our game.html to index.html, and we're now ready to run it. Now, before we run the application, This will run in a Windows Phone emulator. So it's emulating an actual Windows Phone device. If you're into the development far enough that you actually have a Windows Phone device and it's developer unlocked and you're able to deploy to it, you can choose your phone from here under the device as long as it's connected and it will work. If your computer is a little low on memory, I recommend that you use the emulator 8.1 512 megs. So this will chew up the least amount of memory when the emulator actually starts. Now, I do have the phone emulator currently running, and the reason being is because the first instance of when it fires up, it takes a little bit of time for the emulator to come up and execute, and then for your application to build and then deploy to it. So we don't want to chew up all of your time watching that. So the emulator is already running. I'm going to click on the start button, which will build the application, fires up the Windows Phone emulator, and now you can see that we have our Yeti Bowl game running in the phone, and we can click on the bowling ball icon and start knocking off our hikers. And you can see the game works just as well here as it did in the browser and as it did in the Windows Store application. So there you have it. That is the quick and simple way of taking an existing HTML5 application and porting it over to the Windows Store and or the Windows Phone platform. Again, these are quick start challenges designed to get you up to speed really quickly on some technologies or show you something really cool and really neat about how this stuff works. So I hope you enjoyed it. Go ahead, download those files, walk through the document step by step, try it out yourself, and enjoy it. Thanks a lot for attending this quick start challenge.